Hey, boys and girls, Conspiracy of the Insignificant. This is another one of those special episodes because for some reason my brain decided it's Beetle Day. So it's Beetle Day. Did you know that the Beatles were on the Tonight Show? Well, not the Beatles. Paul McCartney and John Lennon appeared on the Tonight Show. And you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it right now, how it happened. And no, Johnny wasn't there, but Joe Gargiola and, of all people, Tallulah Bankhead is just full of questions for those guys doing their best, wise-ass antics. Anyhow, it's Beatles Day.
Joe Garagiola. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severin from the NBC Orchestra, inviting you to join Joe and his guests, Tallulah Bankhead, Stubby Sale, Tony Scotti, Jack Twyman, and special guest Beatles, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Johnny.
Well, I figure you've been interviewed all day. If there's any questions that you'd like to ask us.
What are you doing?
Watching you.
Where's Johnny?
Where's touring? We get another plug in here. Yeah. Where is he? Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg.
Wonderful town.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
May I ask a few great favorites all over the world a question? Mm. I'm not the... this is the star of the show, you know, and you two kids. But I want to ask you, darling, are the other two gentlemen, the four of you, are they still in India?
No, they're in England.
In England? But I want to ask you something, because people have said to me, they wish I'd learned to meditate, then I'd give them a chance to get a word in edgewise, you know? And I don't know how you do it. I would love to.
Well, you've got to go and find out.
Well, I'm not going that far.
No, well, forget it.
It's taken me this long and can't do it. Well, I couldn't learn that.
That's no excuse.
Well, you can't learn to swim if you keep inland, can you?
You can't learn to swim?
Unless you've got a pool, Marty.
Oh, honey, I can float sitting up. Don't be silly. Which is the fathers? I mean, how many kids have you all got?
I've got one.
Paul, you're not married.
No, I'm not married.
You're the only one who's not married, are you not?
It's true.
Uh-huh.
Listen, do you the four of you, socially, are you that close, or when you...
Yeah, we're good friends, you know.
Sometimes when you work together, I've been with groups that when the job is over, that's it. You have houses pretty much together?
Within 20 miles altogether, yeah.
And socially, it's... If you couldn't have... Well, we're going to get to it. If you couldn't
got
have...
to it, huh?
Yes. If you couldn't have done it in music, if it hadn't happened for you, what do you think you would like to do?
I don't know, films.
Films? How about you, Paul? You're not breaking a mood, am I?
No.
No?
Huh? No, you're doing great, you know, but I mean...
Speculation, isn't it?
So, yeah, what would I have liked to have been?
Yeah,
yes.
Policeman.
No, not policeman. I don't know, you know, I was nearly going to be a teacher, but that fell through, luckily. So, I don't know, you know. Teacher.
See what you're doing?
Why don't you read that and see what the reaction
now
is?
Now a word from your local stallion.
No. A word from your local station. I just start getting.
You've got more control.
Yeah. You know we're on the air right now.
Oh great! How are you doing?
You know the thing to get back to the Central Park thing. You just walked around. The police weren't with you. And...
No, we just walked out. You know, we often do it. If people don't know. Expect us. What are they going to do? They see a bit of long hair walking about like all the other long hair.
And just go right along.
couple of
well,
feet.
Well, everyone copies them. How can they know? I mean,
how can you tell one from the other?
Well, how long have you been in New York now? We just found out about
days.
It. Is it three now?
3 days. Yeah.
3 days.
And we still haven't got a tan.
And it's been enough, you know, actually.
Listen, when you get to a city, now you were on tour.
Yeah.
And you got to a lot of cities. How much of it do you really see? It's ballpark to a hotel, I guess.
You just pick up the vibrations, you know.
I
was 8 years in England and never saw a cricket game. Didn't understand one word of it, so I didn't expect them to understand baseball.
No, I don't mean that, Tool. I mean that when they did their concerts, they went from the hotel.
Yeah, we never saw it, you know.
They never saw the city.
Just different colored rooms.
Like
pastel colored rooms all over the place.
How about this new organization, Apple?
Oh, yeah, well, you see, our accountant came up and said, we've got this amount of money, do you want to give it to the government or do something with it? So we thought...
Which government first?
Oh, any old government, yeah.
Oh, any old government.
So we decided to play businessmen for a bit because we've got to run our own affairs now. So we got this thing called Apple, which is going to be records, films, and electronics, which all tie up, and to make a sort of an umbrella or something, so as people who want to make films about that don't have to go on their knees in an office, you know, begging for a break.
You will
so
give it to them.
We'll try and do it like that, business
well,
and pleasure.
Idea,
that's the
know?
Idea. We don't know. I mean,
it's
we'll find
difficult.
Out. We'll find out what happens. That's
you
what
know,
we're trying
you,
to do.
If you want to do something, normally you've got to go to big business, you've got to go to them, the big people, you know.
Well, you don't even get there
and
because you can't get through the door because of the colour of your shoes.
Yeah, right. But, you know, people are normally, big companies are so big that, like, if you're little and good, it takes you, like, 60 years to make it, And so people miss out on these little good people.
Or it just takes them longer.
So we're trying to find a few.
Are you nervous on a show like this? Because it scares me to death.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm too terrified.
What are we doing?
Why would you be nervous?
Because it's not natural.
No, we got... You know what we got.
I don't know. I'm just kind of visiting with you. I would feel it's natural. I feel like I've heard about you and I want to meet you.
I mean, this situation isn't natural to,
you know,
to a human being.
Talk, if we meet you and talk, like in your house, then that's all right, you know, because we can actually talk naturally. It's a bit difficult when you know you're going out into a million homes.
Well, just this is enough, really.
you guard it pretty well, what you say, then?
No, don't guard it.
You don't guard it, you know,
not
but
that.
It's still difficult.
Well,
you know, there it is. Look, it's going out.
Well, aren't you nervous at all?
I'm nervous because of the,
Well, because, but it's the same thing.
Well, Except that you are very successful in what you
but
do.
It doesn't make any difference.
But what you're telling me is that you have fears and anxieties
sure,
like everybody
I'm
else.
You're human, man.
But you know that old showbiz thing, everyone said, well, you know, you always get nerves before you go on the stage. I think we get them all the way, you know, when you go on stage. It's just one of those things.
But you get over it all right.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's part of the game.
Here's what will really settle you down.
Oh, great.
We have to say goodbye.
Yes.
Does that make you sad to have to leave me, John?
All goodbyes are sad, aren't they, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you write a song about me, saying goodbye to Joe?
Goodbye, Joe. See you in the morning. Oh, that's some of them. Right.
Paul, you got any ideas?
No, Joe.
Hey, that's good. See, you wrote it down.
Yes. Okay, no, I can't think of it. I can't do that, you know, like, think of a song, man. Think of a song.
When you get home and you start to write Scrambled Eggs number 2, you think about me and maybe you'll come for it.
Okay,
I'll
goodbye, Joe.
Being in somewhere.
Thank you very much.
I'm just as sorry as you all are, darling. It's
delightful, huh?
Great what a big deal. I want to be at home. I was on the couch with Paul McCartney.
Huh?
Shook his hand. Right here.
Right there.
Touch that hand
right there.
Pretty remarkable stuff, don't you think so, maybe? And very special, thus the special episode. And to break it up, you know, they were getting a little too, you know, not that this is anything that breaks up everything, but it did break up everything. And it made you smile now, didn't it? Come on, admit it. Ah, yes. The Conspiracy of the Insignificant, in case you didn't already know, is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground Rubber Room Entertainment Labs thank you so much for listening, and please, tune in again real soon.